like the famous story of I don't know if you remember the Goldwyn story, when the entire industry, Goldwyn was a glove maker. And in 1913, he was the head of sales for the company called Elite Glove Company in New York. And meantime, President Wilson and the Senate and the Congress lowered import tariffs for cheap gloves from France. So they literally, the government killed the domestic glove business, glove manufacturing business. Mm-hmm. So what did Goldwyn do? He gets on a ship. He sails to France. He buys every possible cheap glove he can. Then he brings it all to one place, and he tells the manufacturers, "But you have to do one thing for me. I don't want them packed in pairs. I want left gloves separately and right gloves packed separately." Okay. Then he takes, he puts it all together, and he makes 7 shipments. In each shipment, and he ships it out in 1 week intervals, and each shipment to a different harbor in the United States. So Elizabeth, New Jersey, got only left gloves, and Boston got only right gloves, you know, 3 weeks later or so. And everybody thought that he went mad. And in the meantime, no, he was just sitting and he was doing nothing for 6 months. And then 6 months later, the government, because of the laws, the rules, declared the cargo abandoned. So if the cargo is abandoned, there's no owner, there's nobody to pay tax, to pay custom tax. Okay? So here is the head. And then, according to the rules, they have to auction it off to recapture some of the storage charges.
Okay.
But who the heck would want to buy only left gloves or only right gloves? And there was only one person who knew what was where, and that was Goldwyn. And every week he would show up on another auction, and he would rebuy those at a cent on the dollar, bring it back to New York, repack it, and sell it. You know, and this is the kind of the mind that these people had, which was, he didn't break any laws, yeah, but he used every loophole to his benefit.